Pakistan has announced that it is going to execute some 500 pro-Taliban militants in the coming weeks. Islamabad has already executed 6 insurgents in a jail in the city of Faisalabad over the past few days. The decision to lift a moratorium on the death penalty came after militants committed a massacre at an army-run school in Peshawar last week. About 150 people, most of them school children, were killed. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has pledged to severely crack down on terrorists. Pro-Taliban militants claim the school massacre was in revenge for the army's operation in the northwestern tribal regions, which has left nearly 2,000 insurgents dead. Tens of thousands of local civilians in North Waziristan have also been forced to flee their homes. To discuss that further, I'm joined once again by Javed Rana, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from the Pakistani capital. Now, Javed, tell us a bit about the judiciary and if we can trust that these 500 people who have been named, that they will be executed. I would imagine that there is a list somewhere. How does Pakistani judiciary work when it comes to these terror cases? Can we trust that all of these men are going to be guilty of the crimes that the government says that they are?
Since they have already been convicted, their guilt has been proven, at least in theory, legally speaking, they are guilty. I think there was a government tried to hurry it up. It was a sort of an emergency situation. They tried to execute terrorists within days. That is legally not possible. At least there has to be a 7 days gap. And that was the reason that the Sindh High Court had to suspend some of the convictions. But I think these convictions will go on, and that is a highly positive thing. In these executions, probably some of the members of a political, ethnic-based political party in Karachi, they may also be hanged. I mean, their conviction was there for last 7 years, 7 years before, but because of political considerations, the government, one after the another, they were reluctant to execute them. I think in coming days and weeks, the scene would be clear. This is a very positive development, at least sending a very clear message to the Taliban that no longer government of Pakistan is desiring to negotiate with them. Earlier on, there was a room of negotiation, at least with those members of the Taliban who were reconcilable. Now it seems the government is going all out against them. But again, the bigger question is that in what manner they are going to go after them, what new thing they can bring in their policy, which is going to be different from the previous policy with which they can eliminate these terrorists. There are big question marks and there are genuine suspicions about the ability of the government and the military that they will be able to get rid of these militants. Unfortunately, we have seen similar situation in the past. The only difference this time around is that the scale of the tragedy is a huge. This time they have directly hit the innocent children, because of which people are straight away shaken. And the government had to respond back. And I think in coming weeks and months, we will see in what manner they are going to execute their policy. This is a very critical time for Pakistan. NATO is leaving much behind 13,000 troops, and they are going back with, but they are leaving here much of the mess in Pakistan. The spillover effects of militancy from Afghanistan has simply taken over Pakistan.
Okay, Javed, as always, thanks very much for that. That was Javed Rana, who is speaking just live from Islamabad.